Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to this podcast homily for Second Sunday after Christmas Day. Listeners may benefit from the AIC seasonal video series, Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, which is presented in two episodes, each linked from the digital library page with the podcast versions linked from the podcast archive page. This series offers historical background and discussion of the evolution of the tradition of Christmas on December 25th, Anglican traditions of Christmas, discussion and reading of the Collect Epistle and Gospel texts in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer, and 14 hymns or carols of Christmas in the St. Chrysostom hymnal, but not in or arranged two different tunes in the venerable 1940 hymnal. The Collect for the Epistle and Gospel readings for Second Sunday after Christmas Day are discussed in Episode 2. Listeners will have noticed that both First Sunday after Christmas Day and Second Sunday after Christmas Day have the word day appended. This was done to ensure that the time reference is to December 25th and not to the Christmas season or Christmastide, as it's commonly called. Owing to variations in the calendar, Second Sunday after Christmas Day does not occur every year. For example, looking forward for the next 7 years from the date of this recording in 2018 AD, it will not be celebrated in AD 2019 or AD 2025. The Collect for Second Sunday after Christmas Day was introduced in the American 1928 Book of Common Prayer based on the Second Mass for Christmas in the Gregorian Sacramentary of the Roman Catholic Church. It repeats St. John's interpretation of Jesus as the light of man, which was also the theme for my podcast homily for First Sunday in Advent, the coming of the light. The first reading for Second Sunday after Christmas Day is a for the epistle substitution, Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2, verses quoted by Jesus in a confrontation described in Luke 4, 18 and 19 in the context of unbelief at Nazareth. When handed the book of Isaiah, Jesus opened to and read from Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2. The for the epistle reading includes verse 3. The verses from Isaiah, which are quoted in the New Testament, are verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Verse 3 refers to trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The gospel lesson for Second Sunday after Christmas Day is Matthew 2, 19-23, an account of the Holy Family's return from exile in Egypt, again at the direction of an angel received in a dream. In verses 19-21, Joseph receives and follows the angel's advice, but in verse 23, St. Matthew reports Joseph's concern that Herod's son was in charge, and in fear, St. Joseph detoured into the Galilee, eventually entering Nazareth. St. Matthew considered it the fulfillment of prophecy and writes in verse 23, "And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene." Scholars disagree over St. Matthew's reference to prophecy, with some tying it to Isaiah's mention of salvation coming out of the root of Jesse, from Isaiah 11 verse 1, but others think he meant the branch or stem from Hebrew Nazir in Judges 13, verse 7. Other AIC resources on topics discussed in this podcast homily on Second Sunday after Christmas Day are available at our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. You'll find seasonal videos and Christian education videos linked from the digital library page and Bible study videos linked from the Bible study page. Podcast versions of all three are linked from the podcast archive page. Information about pricing, ordering, and the availability of Kindle editions of AIC Bookstore publications is available through the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the homepage. Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, a Christian education video series presented in two episodes, includes discussion and two illustrations of St. Luke's account of the return from Egypt, and these appear in episode 2, which also includes discussion of the 14 hymns and carols for Christmas, which are not included in the venerable 1940 hymnal, and others from the 1940 hymnal, which are arranged to more easily sung tunes. The Great O Antiphons, a seasonal video series presented in 7 episodes. In episode 3, the antiphon for December 20th is O Radix Jesse, or Root of Jesse, and includes two quotations from Isaiah and an early 12th century illumination of the Tree of Jesse. The 12 Days of Christmas, a seasonal video series presented in 12 episodes with daily episodes from the first day of Christmas, December 25th, through the 12th day of Christmas, January 5th, refers to key words or phrases discussed here, including love, obedience, family, joy, and angels. The 2018-2019 AD edition includes many new illustrations. And finally, the Writing Prophets of the Old Testament, an AIC bookstore publication, in which on pages 13 to 20, you'll find the focuses on Isaiah, and I also include the Isaiah Mosaic at Chios, Greece, and other prophecies of the Messiah. The closing prayer for Second Sunday after Christmas Day is from the Sarum Missal in use in England before the establishment of the Church of England. O God, who hast made the most glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, thine only begotten Son, to be exceeding sweet and supremely lovable to thy faithful servants, mercifully grant that all who devoutly venerate the name of Jesus on earth may in this life receive thy holy comfort, and in the life to come attain thine unending joy. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.